the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming to participate in faith. Thank you and congratulations working with Father Randy to bring about this major improvement here at St. Denis. I'm very proud of you, and I hope you are proud members of this wonderful parish family. Thank you so very, very much. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Beloved brothers and sisters, we have gathered here with joy to dedicate a new altar by celebrating the Lord's sacrifice. Let us join in these sacred rites with fervent hearts, listening to God's word with faith and sharing joyfully at the Lord's table. Let us raise our hearts toward the blessed hope. As we come together at one altar, we draw near to Christ, the living stone, in whom we grow into a holy temple. But first let us humbly call upon God that in his kindness he may be pleased to bless this water that he has created, with which we are to be sprinkled as a sign of repentance and a remembrance of baptism, and by which the new altar will be purified. O God, through whom every creature comes forth into the light of life, in your merciful plan you establish that those who descend as sinners into the sacred waters to die with Christ should rise free from guilt and be made his members, heirs with him to an eternal reward. Sanctify, therefore, with your blessing, this water you have created that is sprinkled on us and on this new altar. May it be a sign of the cleansing waters of salvation in which we have been washed in Christ and made a temple of your Spirit. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Who is watered me?
May God, the Father of mercies, to whom we dedicate this new altar on earth, grant us remission of sins and allow us to offer the sacrifice of praise for all eternity at his altar on high. Amen. Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God.
Let us pray. O God, who willed to draw all things to your Son, lifted high on the altar of the cross, fill your church, we pray, with heavenly grace as she dedicates to you this altar, the table at which you will plentifully nourish the faithful you gather as one, and will shape day by day, through the outpouring of the Spirit, a people consecrated to yourself. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, of unhewn stones on which no iron tool had been used, in keeping with the command to the children of Israel of Moses, the servant of the Lord, as recorded in the book of the law. On this altar, they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. There, in the presence of the children of Israel, Joshua inscribed upon the stones a copy of the law written by Moses. And all Israel, stranger and native alike, with their elders, officers, and judges, stood on either side of the ark facing the Levitical priests, who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Half of them were facing Mount Gerizim, and half Mount Ebal, thus carrying out the instructions of Moses, the servant of the Lord, for the blessing of the people of Israel on this first occasion. Then were read aloud all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, exactly as written in the book of the law. Every single word that Moses had commanded, Joshua read aloud, to the entire community, including the women and children and the strangers who had accompanied Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In response, we sing, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord."
Let us go rejoicing, rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Sing.
Let us go rejoicing, rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
How I rejoice to hear them say, Jerusalem, and for those who love you, prosperity and peace, peace within your ramparts and your towers, peace in your dwellings.
Let us go rejoicing, rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
For the sake of my people and my friends, I say peace be to you, Jerusalem. For love of God's house, I pray for you and your prosperity.
Let us go rejoicing, rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. It is good to have our hearts strengthened by grace and not by foods, which do not benefit those who live by them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. The bodies of the animals whose blood the high priest brings into the sanctuary as a sin offering are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the gate to consecrate the people by his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the reproach that he bore. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the one that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh Lord. your servant is listening. You have the words of everlasting life.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All of the readings direct our attention to where we offer sacrifice. When we come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we come first and foremost to offer sacrifice. Now, that requires a certain mindset, that we come as unworthy sinners because the sacrifice is necessary. The bread is broken, the wine is poured out, the precious body and blood of Christ, so that sins may be forgiven. So when we come to sacrifice, we come as sinners. And we never forget that, because otherwise there would be no point to the sacrifice. Now, I have to be honest. In more recent years, some have gotten the idea, they didn't make this up, nobody was looking for trouble, but they've gotten the idea that we come here to have a party with Jesus at this table. And I am supposed to be the party leader. Very good. See, because you can tell just by looking at me that I love a party. But we don't serve ravioli and top flight meatballs up here. This is not that kind of a party. The Eucharist, we say over and over again, is a meal. It is a meal. But it's a meal where we eat and drink what has been sacrificed, the body and the blood of Christ. So it's a meal that is celebrated with great reverence, always. Always. And we never measure how effective the Eucharistic celebration was by whether or not we had a good time. or by whether or not we had a good feeling. This is not about getting something by way of good time or a feeling. This is an altar of sacrifice. We come here to sacrifice. Sacrifice hurts. It's not just a matter of good feelings. Now, where do we go? We go to the altar of sacrifice to offer the one sacrifice of Christ. And where is the altar located? Well, of course, it's here in St. Denis Church. Everything is spanking new. You deserve great congratulations, and you have those. But the altar of sacrifice of Christ, as the second reading tells us, is outside the camp, outside the gate. The Jewish temple was in the camp. It was the center of the camp. But because Jesus was offered as a bloody sacrifice on the cross, that couldn't happen inside the camp. For that, you had to go outside the camp. So when we come here, we come to offer sacrifice at this altar. And where do we go? We go outside the camp. And what does that mean? That means that we are castaways. We're like lepers. We don't belong. As St. Paul says, our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are never at home in the world. If you're at home in the world, then you're inside the camp. We come here outside the camp to offer sacrifice. We're not at home in the world. Why not? Because the world has been on a long-term love affair, and it just keeps getting worse, a long-term love affair with evil. That's why. Evil has become something that the world is very comfortable with. The world would far rather evil than good. And we see that all over the place. Violence and so on. We have all received in confirmation the gift of fear of the Lord. We don't think about that so much. Oh, we're not supposed to be afraid of God. He's supposed to be my pal. God ultimately comes to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. God loves us more than we could love ourselves, but he's never our pal. Confirmation gives us the gift of fear of the Lord. And the book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. The fear of the Lord is hatred of what the world loves. That's why we don't belong in the world. That's why we're at the altar of sacrifice outside the camp. The question arises, do we really have fear of the Lord, do we really hate evil? I'm not going to talk about this today, but we've got a terrible mess and scandal going on in the church right now. And that's because people, including some priests and even bishops and cardinals, have become comfortable with evil. Some have been getting up in the pulpit to the people, follow your conscience. No. Obey the Lord if the Lord's law is clear. We don't follow our conscience about premarital sex. The law of the Lord is clear. We don't follow our conscience about adultery. The law of the Lord is clear, right from his very lips. We don't follow our conscience about artificial contraception or abortion. We don't do that. That's an end run around the law of God. Conscience is not a dispensation machine where I go and I put a quarter in and I get a dispensation from the basic law of God. Conscience never dispenses me from what is basic. Conscience calls me to what goes beyond the basic, to what is heroic. That's what it's like to be outside the camp. Not to be looking to get away with disobedience in matters basic, but to strive for things that are heroic. If somebody tells me I'm following my conscience and they're not engaged in heroic behavior, I have to say, you are self-deceived. And I tell you that not as a put-down, but out of loving respect, I owe you the truth. And if you think that conscience leads you anywhere but to heroic virtue, you are deceived. For the last 50 years, this has not been taught and preached. I've even had people come in and tell me after they go to confession, if I say so, I say, well, that's not a big deal. Everybody does it. It is a big deal. People commit mortal sins and they don't repent of them. They go to hell. That's a big deal. For 50 years, people complain that they haven't heard this truth in church. And the same bishops and cardinals and some priests who downplayed hatred for evil have then themselves become friends of evil, claiming they followed their conscience. Disastrous. Disastrous. So, we come here to offer sacrifice at this altar. We don't come here for good feelings or a good time. Because when we come here, we are outside the camp. And outside the camp, there is hatred of evil, fear of the Lord, and that causes us not to fit in the camp, which is the world. So let this dedication of this altar today be an occasion for our renewal in understanding of what we do at this altar, and let it be an occasion for renewal in fear of the Lord, in hatred of evil. Because one of the most important ways in which love of God manifests itself is through hatred of evil. In terms of hatred of evil, we need far more hatred in the church, so that in turn, our love for God is deepened and grows like an unquenchable fire. Praise be Jesus Christ. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God,
Father, Maker of heaven and earth,
all that is seen and
invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only God, Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from
heaven. And the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and he came down.
Our Savior was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried,
and rose again on the
third day,
according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and he seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to
judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end.
In
the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of
life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, let our prayers ascend to God the Almighty Father, through Jesus Christ, to whom all the saints are joined as sharers in his suffering and companions at his altar.
Pray for us,
saints.
Perpetua and Saint Felicity.
Pray for us.
Saint Agnes.
Pray for us.
Saint Gregory.
Pray for us.
Saint Augustine.
Pray for us.
Saint Athanasius.
Pray for us.
Saint Basil.
Pray for us.
Saint Martin.
Pray for us.
Saint Benedict.
Pray for us.
Saint Francis and Saint Dominic.
Pray for us.
Saint Francis Xavier.
Pray for us.
Saint John Vianney.
Pray for us.
Saint Catherine of Siena.
Pray for us.
Saint Teresa of Jesus.
Pray for us.
Mercifully accept our petitions, we pray, O Lord, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints, so that this altar may be a place where the great mysteries of salvation are accomplished and where your people offer you gifts. Make known their desires, pour out their prayers, and bring forth every sentiment of worship and devotion through Christ our Lord. We glorify you, Lord, and we bless you, for in the ineffable sacrament of your love, you have decreed that the mystery of the altar should be brought to fulfillment in Christ, to whom all types and shadows give way. For Noah, a second father of the human race, since the flood had receded, set up an altar to you and offered a sacrifice, which you, Father, accepted as a pleasing fragrance, thereby renewing your covenant of love with the human race. Abraham, our father in faith, clinging to your word with all his heart, constructed an altar so that by not sparing Isaac, his beloved son, he might be pleasing to you. Moses, too, the mediator of the old law, built an altar which, sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb, would mystically prefigure the altar of the cross. All this Christ has fulfilled in the Paschal mystery, for by ascending the tree of the cross as priest and victim, he handed himself over to you, Father, as a pure sacrifice and oblation, so that the sins of the whole world might be blotted out and a new and eternal covenant be made with you. Therefore, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, pour forth from heaven your sanctifying power upon this altar, built in the house of the church, that it may be an altar dedicated for all time by the sacrifice of Christ, and stand as the Lord's altar where your people are refreshed by the divine banquet. Let this stone, cut and shaped, be for us a sign of Christ, from whose pierced side flowed blood and water by which the sacraments were established. Let this be a festive table by which the guests of Christ hasten with joy, so that casting on you their cares and burdens, they may gain new strength of spirit for new paths ahead. Let this altar be the place of intimate communion with you and a place of peace, where those who feed on the body and blood of your Son may be filled with his Spirit and grow in your love. Let it be the source of the church's unity, a fraternal harmony, where your faithful, gathered as one, may drink of the spirit of mutual charity. Let it be the center of our praise and thanksgiving until we come jubilant to the eternal dwellings which we are to offer, where we are to offer you the sacrifice of unending praise with Christ the High Priest and living altar, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord by his power sanctify this altar, which by our ministry we anoint, so that as a visible sign it may express the mystery of Christ, who offered himself to the Father for the life of the world.
Spiritus, veni sancte Spiritus.
Let our prayer rise, O Lord, like incense in your sight. And as this house is filled with pleasing fragrance, so let your church be fragrant with the aroma of Christ. May the light of Christ shine upon this altar, and may those who share the Lord's Supper shine with his light.
Thank you.
pray, dear sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
May your Holy Spirit come down upon this altar, we pray, O Lord our God, to sanctify the gifts of your people and graciously to cleanse the hearts of all who receive them, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, having become both the true priest and the true oblation, he has taught us to celebrate forever the memorial of the sacrifice that he himself offered to you on the altar of the cross. Therefore, Lord, your people have raised this altar, which we dedicate to you with joyful praise. Truly, this is an exalted place where the sacrifice of Christ is ever offered in mystery, where perfect praise is rendered to you and redemption flows forth for us. Here is prepared the altar of the Lord, where your children, fed by the body of Christ, are gathered into the one holy church. Here the faithful drink of your Spirit from the streams that flow from Christ, the spiritual rock, through whom they too become a holy oblation, a living altar. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks. As an exaltation, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Saint Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Denis and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant, our Pope Francis, our Bishop Robert Murlino, the order of the bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Keep us, O Lord, ever close to your altar, where the sacrament of sacrifice is celebrated, so that united in faith and charity, we who by Christ are nourished into Christ may be transformed, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
First and foremost to you, Bishop Morlino, just words of gratitude for your presence, the gift of this liturgy, the dedication of the altar, the gift of our hearts, our family, centered on Christ and his presence, most important within our own parish family. So gratitude for your presence and your gift to us this day. Amen. Certainly, Father Alam and Deacon David, who has just supported and walked with us and accompanied and blessed us. Father Brian Wilk is a priest son of St. Denis, and this was his first Mass here a number of years ago. He said earlier, it's just good to be home. So we give thanks for that parish family. And Father Brian. Father Greg Iam is the Director of Vocations to the Diocese, and his presence is gift. Thanks also to the servers for their presence. Christian and Louise, especially to our choir, thank you for that gift of music. And friends, 6 months ago, April 14th, the first Sunday after Easter, second Sunday of Easter, we kind of unveiled this project, this whole centered on Christ thing. 6 months to the day, October 14th, we have formally had this dedication day. And many different people, but in a particular way, our Centered on Christ committee, who was part of this liturgy in different ways, and gifts and set of the altar in preparation. But also especially to those who were instrumental in walking and accompanying us from the professional and the artist and the building project. That's 64 days just flew by in the summer, and we give thanks for that. But especially to Paul Baribou, who was the liturgical architect, to Brian and Kristen in terms of NCI, Gino for your artistic craftsmanship with the altar and the crucifix especially, and then Joe Stemper in terms of our liturgical furnishings. They are with us today, blessed us with their presence, and we give thanks for that. Thanks also for our Knights of Columbus and your presence. And to the family of St. Denis, thanks for your witness of faith and what it is to keep our hearts centered on Christ. And then as we embark upon or give thanks, we invoke the intercession of our Blessed Mother, the gift of the Holy Family, the statue over there, and Paul Stoffel, who has been the chair of this whole Centered on Christ committee, with Joanne and their family, children and grandchildren, bring forth and make that offering of flower and presentation. And as we together invoke the intercession and the help of our Blessed Mother, let us stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
May heaven and earth.
Bow your heads for the blessing.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon all of you and remain forever.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.